The Lost Constitution by William Martin. For Louise and Kitty, two wonderful mothers. Acknowledgements. In a scene early in this novel, Peter Fallon reads the acknowledgements in a book called The Magnificent Dreamers. He skims through the names and thinks, requisite stuff, polite and thankful. Well, I hope my acknowledgements have more impact, because they are certainly more than requisite. Polite, at the very least. Thankful? Absolutely. Throw in appreciative, grateful, indebted, too. Writing any book is a journey, especially one that spans 220 years and touches on the history of all six New England states. If not for the people willing to help along the way, the going would be very lonely. Thanks to all of them. Start with Peter Drummy, librarian of the Massachusetts Historical Society, whose fictional counterpart in The Lost Constitution has, quote, a photographic memory for all the manuscripts, books, and artifacts in the collection, no mean talent at a place that had been gathering historical treasures since the end of the Revolution, end quote. It's true of Peter, too. He is a friend to scholars, researchers, historians, and at least one New England novelist. I decided to write this book following an afternoon spent examining one of the Society's most treasured documents and discussing it with Peter Drummy. Others have provided everything from moral support to specific technical information. Jonathan Chu, Thomas Cook, Lou Gorman, Helen Gao, Jeffrey Hollis, Christopher Keene, William Key, William Kuntz, Stephen Martell, Wendell Miner, Anne Rauscher, Martin Winkle, Robert and Joan Wilson, Conrad Wright, and Sue Zacharias. And if writing one of these books is a journey, getting there is half the fun. Thanks to the